Well, good morning. We welcome you in to the Gardener's Corner program, a Friday feature here on Radio Roxborough. Rob Hall with you. We're brought to you today by T.G. Brooks Supply Company, 411 Helena Mariah Road. Sandlin Golf Cars and Trailers. Loftus and Son Land Services. Whether you're needing a driveway built, you may have some property that you would like to have cleared, or you may have some mulching work that you need done, forestry mulching, they can take care of that for you. Loftus and Son Land Services, and also E.B. Harris Auctioneering is a fine supporting sponsor of us here on the Gardener's Corner program. E.B. will be hosting the annual Cow Pasture Auction Sale in Warrington. That'll be coming up on the first Saturday in May, May the 6th. EBHarris.com for more information. I would like to welcome our special guest on the program today, the Person County 4-H agent, Miss Lexi Swick. Good morning, Lexi. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you taking out some time to be with us on the program. And Lexi is the 4-H agent here in Roxborough and Person County. And she works with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. And we are fortunate to have 4-H right here in Roxborough and Person County. Lexi, here it is, the time of the year where people are getting out and looking forward now that it's springtime. Summer will soon be here. But, you know, around the seasons, whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, it is always something fun going on with 4-H. Wouldn't you agree?
I would absolutely agree.
Well, now, Lexi, just a few questions before we kind of get into talking about 4-H per se, about things that are going on. But if it's someone that's maybe tuned in on the program today, if they would like to, you know, become involved with 4-H as an adult, it's many ways that they can volunteer and lend assistance to the 4-H program here in Person County, correct?
Yes, that is right.
Now, if someone should happen to be interested in doing just that, what would they have to do, more or less?
Sure, there are a couple of ways you can do it. The first step in volunteering for 4-H is signing up for an account on 4-H online. That website is just 4honline.com. And when the person goes to sign up, they will be asked a series of questions, but that will allow them to indicate what level of volunteer they would like to be. If you would like to work with children directly, then you would have to take a short minors training video for their safety. And then I would go in and approve you for the volunteer, and we would put in contact that way. But also, if you want to just get in touch with me, I can help you start that process and walk you through it. So my email is aswick, so it's A-S-W-I-C-K at ncsu.edu. You can also call the extension office, and that number is 336-599-1195.
Well, now, Lexi, if it's maybe some of them that would maybe just feel more comfortable volunteering at maybe some of the events that go on with 4-H, you do have a need for volunteers in all the aspects of 4-H, correct?
Yes, we do. We do. We are short on some volunteers, and we'd love to have some new ones.
Well, now, 336-599-1195 is the number to the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Person County Service Office. And what is your email again, Lexi?
Sure. It's spelled ASWICK at ncsu.edu.
Okay. I just wrote that down for myself to have as a note and a reminder. Now, Lexi, it seems like this. I say this every time whenever we have, you know, a 4-H oriented program here on the Gardener's Corner show. Mm-hmm. And someone by the name of Miss Beth Davis used to be the 4-H agent here in Person County. And she told me a long time ago, she said, Rob, she said, 4-H is more than cooking and cows. And I said, well, Beth, I said, I'd never really realized that. But if it's someone out here that is wanting to start up a 4-H club or 4-H group or whatever, you know, your imagination, you know, is where it starts. And you can come up with a lot of different ideas to have a 4-H group, meaning it doesn't necessarily have to be agriculture related, but it helps out if it is. And so it's just one of those things that if you have some ideas and things like that, just contact Lexi Swick at her email, aswick, and that's aswick at ncsu.edu. And you can also call 336-599-1195. Now, Lexi, as far as some of the more or less groups that is going on here in the Person County area, what are some of those clubs and groups for 4-H?
Sure. So right now we have three traditional clubs that meet once a month. Our shooting sports club has not started meeting yet this year, but hopefully they will be doing that soon. You have to be 9 in order to participate in that club. And we also have a livestock club. You can be from ages 5 to 18 to participate in that. We also have a sewing club, and the same age range applies for that one as well, the 5 to 18.
Well, now, do you have any ideas of what would be some good 4-H groups here in the county?
Well, I know that we have somebody who emailed me recently about starting a 4-H club. And so I'm really looking forward to thinking about that. I believe they want to try to focus on horses a little bit more closely than what's covered in the livestock club. So I'm going to be reaching out to the person who contacted me about that soon. But really, it can be anything. I mean, if you have a topic and you have 5 youth members from at least 2 different families and then an adult who's willing to lead the club, that's pretty much all you need. You just need to come and talk to me about it, and we can get you set up to meet.
Well, that sounds like any adult that would like to be more or less a inspiration or a mentor, or maybe pass some of the knowledge that they have along to a young person, it would absolutely be a really wonderful way to do just that through 4-H. So just contact Lexi at the local Person County Extension office. Now, Lexi, it kind of slipped up on me, and I didn't even realize it, and I know that it takes place every April, and I didn't realize it until I had called the office one day to speak with you, and they said that you was up at the livestock show up at the Central Carolina Holstein Barn on Orange Factory Road in beautiful Hillsboro, North Carolina. And so if you would, could you kind of give us a recap and just tell us how the show went several weeks ago?
Sure. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. It was April 11th and 12th. So it was the Central Piedmont Junior Livestock Show and Sale. It's the It was the 77th one, so it's been going on for quite a while, an annual tradition. And it covered 2 days, 4-H'ers, and also members of FFA in 10 of the surrounding counties got together at this location to show livestock. So we had hogs were shown first, and then after that were the cows, and then our cattle. We've got after that were goats and sheep. So it was an exciting day. I had actually, I've been to farms and things before, but that was my first organized livestock show. So it was a lot of fun and a great learning experience for me. I think it's a great learning experience for really anybody who wants to get involved in livestock or who's interested, is to just go out and see a livestock show, because you can just learn so much by observing and watching what people are doing. So we had 2 4-H'ers. That went to this show. We had the Herman family, and they showed hogs and goats. They had these adorable little baby goats, and they actually, so Levi Herman, he is a young member of 4-H, and he has been talking about showing hogs for a really long time. It was something he'd been looking forward to doing, and I learned this even from the previous 4-H agent. She told me about that. And he was having a little bit of trouble getting his hog to move, but he did his best and was so determined to make it work for him, and had such a wonderful attitude about the entire experience, and just willing and ready to learn from that. He actually ended up winning the Go-Getter Award for this year's livestock show for his dedication and then perseverance throughout the hog show.
Well, you know, I have had the privilege of going up to the Central Carolina Holstein barn several times for different events up there. And it really is neat and nice to see the hard work that these youngsters. And it's a family effort. And, you know, it's a lot of them that's showing that their parents and their grandparents, you know, has been involved in different livestock activities, whether it's through FFA or 4-H or whatever it may be. But it's just a family gathering. And if you go to one of these shows, you're going to have a lot of smiles on your face, just because seeing that child show and present their animal to the judge. And this is something that a lot of them has been practicing with for several months leading up to the show. And so it's like the showtime is pretty much the grand finale of the entire process of raising a project animal. Now, in most cases, it's an auction that is held after the show, to where the youth can sell their project, or if they decide they want to keep it, they can. Is that right, Lexi?
Yes, it's up to them to decide what happens after the show.
Now, and it's a lot of different businesses that sponsor and help make the auction possible. But again, if you ever have the opportunity to attend one of the shows, by all means, please, please, please do, because I can't stress it enough of how of an enjoyable event it can be. And one may not think so until you're there, but right there where the Central Carolina Holstein barn is located, it's a beautiful drive out. And Lexi, one of my favorite views is to go out behind the barn and look across the rolling hills, and you can just see for a very long ways, just, you know, the farm crops and just the lay of the land. And yeah, it's just peaceful up there.
It really is. And it's kind of funny. I had a similar moment where I was watching those cars across the fields there, and it reminded me a lot of being back in Ohio, which is where I was born. You know, you can see all that flat land for so far, and just the, you know, kind of the rural roads going through and cars driving along. It was a nice moment that kind of brought me back to home a little bit.
So it kind of reminded you of home, so to speak.
Yeah.
Nothing at all wrong with that. Well, now, so again, at the livestock show, you had hogs, cattle, goats, and sheep. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, later on this year, you're going to be having a poultry show with laying hens. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, so we are going, we're running a Feather Classic program. We're calling it the Feather Classic, and it's been done, I believe, once before. There were 2 years where, you know, just the pandemic, and then I believe the avian flu last year kind of spoiled those plans. So this is the first time in a little while. Really excited about it. The show for the chickens is going to be on October 7th. I believe it's called the Heiko Warehouse, which is across from the Lowe's there.
Right.
And so the 4-H'ers, the ones who signed up, the process was, of course, to first get them educated on how to take care of chickens. A lot of them have taken care of chickens before, but it's always a good idea to have the refresher. So this is also a cross-county event. So we've got 4 counties doing this together. They all attended a biosecurity training so they could learn how to properly take care of their chicks and chickens. And then later this summer, we will be having a workshop on showmanship so they learn how to show the hens. And then after that, they have a record book keeping workshop. So record books are what they sound like. They're books of records that a 4-H'er keeps throughout any given or multiple 4-H projects. And they do this because it's a great learning experience for young people to keep track of things, to monitor their progress and reflect on the things that they've done. So everybody in the Feather Classic program is going to be keeping records for this. They picked up their baby chicks last week. So each 4-H'er got 6 chicks. They had the choice between one of 2 breeds, and those were Barred Rocks and Black Australorps. So we had a lot more Black Australorps this time than Barred Rocks, and we're very, very excited. I have never raised chickens myself, but I was able to kind of sneak in, and I've got a set of my own from this program, and I'm going to do the program, you know, except for the show, alongside the 4-H'ers, so I can really get the best experience to learn about it.
And now, what breeds of chickens you say that they was able to choose from?
Yeah, so one choice was the Barred Rock, the Plymouth Barred Rock, and then the other choice were Black Australorps.
Now, I'm not familiar with that second breed that you mentioned. Now, what kind did you end up getting, Lexi?
So I've got the Black Australorps. They are doing well. I know that when they grow up and turn into hens, you know, they are going to be all black, that they'll have a kind of a green purpley sheen to them. I know that they are excellent egg layers. I know they're known for laying over 300 eggs in a year, which is an incredible amount. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, now, with this being said, raising a farm animal, and I don't care what kind of farm animal it is, it can be quite the venture, even with poultry. And chickens are a curiosity to watch, to say the least. And, you know, when they get used to you bringing them feed and you water them, you know, they learn you. They say, hey, it's supper time. And they get really excited to see you and stuff. But this will be your first time raising chickens.
It is. It is my first time. I'm already, like you're saying, ran into an unforeseen issue. It's an adventure already.
Wow. Well, I want to wish you the very best, but I will tell you this, and you probably are already aware of this, but once you start, you're not going to want to stop, because it's work and it's responsibility, but it's very rewarding. And Lexi, I promise you, when your hens get to where they start laying eggs, you're just going to be as excited as a child at Christmas time.
I think I already am. I'm
and no eggs yet, huh?
No eggs yet. Just having the chicks inside is thrilling.
Have you named them?
Well, I've named two of them so far. They're the only two that I've really been able to tell apart. One of them has a mostly yellow head with a black dot in the center, so I've named her Dot. And then I have a Bully that I've named.
A Bully?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's odd. Whenever it's herd animals, so to speak, they have what they call a pecking order, and that comes from the way that chickens are. But anyway, another question for you. Are you or any of the other 4-H participants that's, you know, kind of participating in this, and you say the show will be in the fall time, and are y'all going to be posting any pictures to the Person County 4-H page about the progress?
We absolutely will be doing that. We'll be posting pictures and updates and information about when the show will be, so that everybody can come and see the hard work these 4-H'ers have put into raising their chickens.
Wow, well, that is really neat. Now, for those folks that are kind of social media savvy, if they want to check out the 4-H page, how would one go about doing that, Lexi?
Well, it's pretty much, if you're going onto social media, it's pretty simple. If you're on Facebook, you can just search in Facebook for Person County 4-H, and it should be one of the first things that pops up. It's an image of a clover with a bunch of words inside. And on Instagram, we have a new Instagram account. That username is 4-H period is better in person. So you can look us up there. You can also, if you're on Instagram, just search Person County 4-H, and you'll be able to find us that way if you can't remember that username. But we're going to be posting updates about the Feather Classic on there, and other programs as well.
Well, now, are you looking for sponsors for that event?
We are. So we have a donor letter that I can put on the website. I should be learning how to post stuff on the website this week, so everything will start getting updated for 4-H on there.
That would be a great way to show your support, is more or less supporting this. And again, what date is the show? Or have you already got a date nailed down or not?
Yeah, we've got a date. It is October 7th.
That'll be here before you know it. Wow.
It will.
Anyway, I'm going to check out the page, and I haven't done that in quite some time. But it's really neat, some of the postings that you all have on there. You know, some of the children pictures of them participating in this and that and receiving the awards. And I just got to the page right there, and this is a young man that's got a smile ear to ear from where he has showed his goat and received a plaque. And so that's something he will remember a long, long time. And as long as he has that plaque, that will be something that he will cherish and appreciate and enjoy having for years and years to come. Now, Lexi, let's talk just a little bit, if you would. You mentioned something about butterflies.
Yeah, so we are doing a school enrichment program with some of the elementary and one of the middle schools this year, where teachers had the opportunity to sign up to get a set of painted lady caterpillars. that they will watch grow up and turn into butterflies as they learn about the life cycle of a butterfly. So I had dropped off caterpillars this past last Monday to teachers, and they should be in their chrysalis stage by this time. And they will hopefully be turning into butterflies soon. But it's been really incredible to watch them grow. When they were delivered to my house on the first day, they were, gosh, they were just so small. I don't even know, probably a couple millimeters long. And now, just a little over a week and a half, have grown to longer than an inch. So it's incredible to watch them grow. I can't wait to watch them turn into butterflies. But it's a really good program for our students because it can be hard to bring living things into the classroom sometimes. It sometimes requires a lot of, just of course for like safety reasons, but we are able to bring this program into the schools pretty easily and get some living things in for those young people.
So more or less, you've got caterpillars and you're going to keep them and watch them turn into butterflies. Now, what kind of time frame is this?
Yeah, I mean, it's really pretty short. It's about a month long, the whole program. So the larval stage does not last very long. It lasts only really about 10 days before they form their chrysalis. And then a couple of weeks after that is when they will emerge as butterflies. And they live about 3 weeks after that. But, I mean, as we know, the life cycle of insects can be very short.
So so after a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, they only live about 3 weeks.
That's right.
Never heard that before. That is really interesting, Lexi. Now, do you look in your aquarium one day and you've got several caterpillars in there, and when you go back to check on them the next day, you got butterflies?
It's not quite that immediate, but it can feel that way. I mean, it's just going by so fast. Like I was saying, those caterpillars are growing so fast. So they come in little cups where they have all of the food that they need already prepared, and there's a coffee filter to which they can attach their chrysalis. Now, once they create their chrysalis, the young person or whoever's doing the program would open up that cup and tape the chrysalis to the inside of a butterfly net, an enclosed butterfly net, so that when the butterflies emerge, they will be in that net and not just out, you know.
Well, now, Lexi, what do you feed the caterpillars? I mean, I'm sure they have to be fed, or do they already come with the food when you receive them?
Yeah, they actually come with the food when I receive them. So they come in these little condiment cups, and there's a mass in the bottom there that they just kind of munch on until they form the chrysalis.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, so just a few of the things that we've talked about this morning on the program. And by chance, if you're just tuning in, our guest today is Miss Lexi Swick. She is a 4-H agent here in Person County. And not only if you could get that youth of yours involved in 4-H, it would be doing yourself a lot of good, watching your child grow and mature. And a lot of our celebrities and different people throughout the United States have been involved with 4-H at one time or another. And it can help the social skills of a person, you know, really accelerate. And it also helps their interaction skills of dealing with others, and can help them out with public speaking. Along while doing all of these things, they will be learning, having fun, and learning some things that maybe will hopefully carry them into whatever career that they may choose for themselves. So it is one heck of a stepping stone when you get a child involved in 4-H. And speaking of that, what are the requirements, more or less, to become a member of 4-H, meaning what age groups are allowed to get involved in 4-H, Lexi?
Yeah, so we are open to all youth ages 5 to 18, although the young person needs to have been 5 by January 1st of that year. So, for example, if somebody, a young person turned 5 January 15th, unfortunately, they would not be eligible to join until that following year. But if your young person has turned 5 by the beginning of that year, you're good to go to sign them up. And then at 18, that's the last year that they can participate.
So if you do have someone in your family that would like to get involved in 4-H, Lexi, tell us again how to go online to fill out an application.
Sure. You just go on to 4-H Online, which the website is 4HOnline.com. No spaces, all one word. So you can go onto there and sign up for an account. If you've been a 4-H member before, you probably have an existing login, and you can use that to log back into your existing account and maybe have to fill out a little less paperwork that way.
So again, we want to do everything that we can to encourage, you know, folks to get that child of theirs involved in 4-H. And even though Person County 4-H uses social media to help get their message out of what's going on, if you do get your child involved with 4-H, it will maybe keep them off of their smart device and get out and enjoy life, you know, and find out that it's more ways than playing that video game or being on the telephone. Lexi, we need to take a break. I need to get a message on for one of our five supporting sponsors, and we are greatly appreciative of TG Brooks Supply Company. We was out there a couple of weeks ago and just had a really good time spending time with Dusty Clayton and his dad, Bernard. They are the new owners of TG Brooks Supply Company. We happened to see Roy while we was out there passing through. Didn't get to see Bill, but they've got a really friendly, knowledgeable staff. And if you're thinking about planting a garden, if you need vegetable garden plants or vegetable garden seed, if you're in need of fertilizers or whatever it may be, shop with them right there at TG Brooks Supply Company, 411 Helena Mariah Road in Timberlake. Here's more information.
April is here and spring is bursting open. TG Brooks Supply Company is ready and they have them in. They have tomato plants, cabbage, broccoli, collards, lettuce, and Brussels sprouts. Also herbs like basil, chives, thyme, oregano, dill, cilantro, peppermint. They have lavender. They're geared up for the planting season. April is the month to really get things going for spring and summer. Fresh garden seeds are in and ready to plant. Reseed your lawn with clean, fresh grass seed, and they have the fertilizer, lime, herbicides, and for weed control. And if you need mulch, they have mulch even in triple ground mulch. Do you need straw, pine needles? How about potting soil, planting soil, or cow manure? They have aerators for rent. No matter if you are a homeowner or if you are a commercial landscaper, TG Brooks Supply Company handles everybody with the same courteous service. They can arrange delivery, or you can pull in with your pickup truck or your car, your trailer. They'll load it up, get your mulch loaded up for you. The bag products like pine mulch, they will load it in your car or trailer. It's exciting to see the spring 2023 season. And April is exciting. April is the growing season. Make tracks to 411 Helena Mariah Road in Timberlake. Phone them at 364-3016. Don't forget the dog food and kennels. T.G. Brooks Company has proudly served the farmer and those in construction all the way back to 1936. They welcome folks from all over Person County, Rougemont, and Northern Durham, and of course Southern Person County to T.G. Brooks Supply Company.
And we do appreciate their support. It's the Gardener's Corner program brought to you today by T.G. Brooks Supply Company, Loftus and Sons Land Services, E.B. Harris Auctioneering. He has that annual Warren County Cow Pasture Auction coming up on the first Saturday in May, May 6th. And we're also brought to you by Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. Lexi Swick, the 4-H agent, is our guest on the program today. Now, Lexi, you were telling me that you wanted to talk about summer camp and summer fun with 4-H. So take it away, please.
Yeah, all right. So we have a bunch of really exciting summer day camps coming up. We are going to be opening registration for these on Monday, May 1st. So you can visit our website. That is person.ces.ncsu.edu. Again, that's person.ces.ncsu.edu. You can also check our social media, and if you're already in 4-H and 4-H Online, you'll be getting a newsletter about this as well. So we are running a series of summer day camps throughout June, July, and August. In June, we have an agriculture and wildlife camp. We're going to be pairing with Orange County for this one. And now that one is June 20th to the 23rd. And is for rising 6th to 9th grade students. But we're going to be going to local farms to see agriculture in action. We're going to be visiting the Museum of Life and Science in Durham. And participants will also complete the Youth for Quality Care of Animals certification course during this camp. So that's just our first camp in June. We also have another camp in June called Treasure Map Through Town. Now, this one is from June 27th to the 29th and is also for rising 6th to 9th grade students. And this is a camp that we have developed in partnership with the Person County GIS Office, which stands for Geographic Information Systems, and also the Person County Museum of History. So we're going to be working with both of those entities to provide a camp where youth can explore historic Person County using maps and other navigational skills. They will also have the opportunity to learn basic orienteering and how to read a map because, you know, GPSs are not always available to us. So knowing how to read a map can be very important, especially for a lot of activities or things that might be related to 4-H, say, you know, planning a farm or hunting, any of those kinds of things. So we'll learn about the county's geography and infrastructure and connect it with its history as well. And in July, we have a couple of camps as well. We have a tie-dye and textiles camp. So that one's going to be July 6th and 7th, and it's open to rising 3rd through 8th grade students. So this is going to be led and taught by one of our 4-H volunteers, Ms. Cat Love. She is going to be helping with this camp. We're going to start with some traditional tie-dyeing and then transition into shibori dyeing, which is a process of folding and dyeing with blue ink. And in this camp, participants will be able to learn about textiles and also different dyeing techniques. So that's a really cool one. And we also, later in July, the 17th through the 21st, have an emergency preparedness camp. So this is sponsored and also taught by Person County Emergency Services. So it's local. It's got a bunch of great information. But over the course of those 5 days, Teens will be learning vital emergency preparedness skills and gain insight into careers in things like EMS, fire safety, law enforcement, 911, and even emergency management. That one is open for rising 6th through 12th grade students. So that takes us through July, but we have two more exciting camps in August. We have our Cloverbud Days, which is Cloverbud Day Camp. Now, Cloverbuds are a specific age group in 4-H. So those young people who are Cloverbuds would be 5 to 7 years old. So they have a specific camp just for them. That's going to be August 1st and 2nd. And youth are going to participate in just a wide variety of fun and exciting activities, science experiments, crafts, games, and even more than that. So that will be incredibly fun. And then our last camp that we're offering this summer is Circuits in and Soils. So that one is going to be August 9th through 10th. And the age for that, you have to be 13 or older by the first day of camp, because this camp is going to include soldering irons. So youth are going to wire a plant soil monitor kit for testing soil moisture levels. So on the first day, they'll use a soldering iron to assemble their plant soil monitor kit. On the second day, they'll have the opportunity to test their device and also learn how to troubleshoot that device if it's not working, and as well as the importance of soil moisture levels for plant growth. So that has a nice tie back into agriculture. So the registration begins on Monday, May 1st. Again, you can visit our website, person.ces.ncsu.edu. For more information, you can also email me. That email again is aswick@ncsu.edu. I'm really excited for all of these camps this summer. I just can't wait.
It sounds like you are really excited, and that is certainly something to be excited about with the summer camps and summer fun going on.
Yeah.
We need to take a break to get a message on for some of our fine supporting sponsors. All that we ask, if you ever have the opportunity to do business with them, we would greatly appreciate you doing just that. We'll be back with more Gardener's Corner program with Lexi Swick after these messages. Loftus & Sons Land Services can handle grading, landscaping, forestry mulching, field edging, and clean up, as well as driveways and gravel. James Shorty Loftus and Jason Loftus are the owner-operators of Loftus and Sons Land Services. You can call James Shorty Loftus at 336-592-6381 or call Jason Loftus at 919-282-4780. Whether it's grading, landscaping, forestry mulching, field edging and cleanup, or driveway and gravel work you're needing, call Loftus and Sons Land Services. Call Shorty at 336-592-6381 or Jason at 919-282-4780. That's Loftus and Sons Land Services.
FM 96.7 WKRX.
Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers is located 613 Lewis Street in Oxford. Open for business weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 9 till 1. Call 1-800-221-9267 or 919-693-4626. Al, Hillary, and Will, there to serve you with all of your golf car needs. They have club car, Easy Go, and Yamaha units. If you're wanting a gasoline or an electric golf car, they have them at Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. Trojan batteries, parts and repair service. Thinking about a new grill? Check out the Wilmington Grills at Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. Speaking of trailers, they have utility, dump, enclosed, stock, and equipment trailers. That's Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers in Oxford, 919-693-4626, toll free 1-800-221-9267. Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. We do appreciate all of our fine supporting sponsors. Lexi Swick is a 4-H agent here in Roxburgh and Person County. Lexi, you mentioned that you had some information that you wanted to pass along to our listeners from some of the other agents.
That's right. We have a little announcement from our livestock agent, Kim Woods. There's going to be a scrapie presentation for North Carolina producers. This is a fatal degenerative disease that affects sheep and goats. But you can sign up for this Zoom meeting that is going to take place on Thursday, April 27th at 6:30 p.m. You can sign up for that on our website, and that will give you access to the Zoom link.
Okay.
So we also have an announcement from our FCS agent, Jennifer Brown. She's got a Lunch and Learn next Tuesday, and they're going to have until 5 p.m. on, that would be today, Friday, to register. And this is going to be all about self-care and taking time out for yourself. So, you know, you spend all this time, you know, parenting, caregiving, volunteering, working, but it's not so often that people take personal time out for themselves. But it's actually something that the American Heart Association does recommend. So that Lunch and Learn workshop is $5. It's next Tuesday, May 2nd at 12 p.m. And it's all about taking time for yourself. That will be taking place at the Person County Office Building. And you'll have until 5 p.m. today, if you haven't yet, to register for the event.
A lot of good information you've passed along to our listeners today. Lexi, if you'll stand by, we need to get a word on for E.B. Harris Auctioneering. He's having that annual Warrington in Warren County cow pasture auction coming up on Saturday, May 6th. That'll be next Saturday. E.B. Harris Auctioneers, NCAL 1468, the complete auction service, announces it's the annual Warren County Cow Pasture Equipment Auction sale to be held Saturday, May 6th. Please note an early start at 9 a.m. This auction will take place in the INES community. That sale site address, 2254 Highway 58, Warrington. For terms, to see photos of some items up for auction and more information, log on to ebharris.com or call EB at 252-257-2140. On the auction block for Saturday, May 6th, tractors, an IH-412 paddle pen, vehicles, trucks, trailers, also tillage, planting, tobacco, irrigation, hay, livestock, and grain equipment, plus lumber and lots more. That's the annual Warren County Cow Pasture Equipment Auction Sale to be held Saturday, May 6th at 9 a.m. in the INS community at 2254 Highway 58 in Warrington. Log on to ebharris.com for more information or call EB at 252-257-2140. We do appreciate the support of EB Harris Auctioneering, T.G. Brooks Supply Company, Loftus & Son Land Services, and Sandling Golf Cars and Trailers. Well, Lexi, any parting remarks as if we have quickly ran out of time again today?
Well, I just want to say thanks for having me on. It's been wonderful to talk and get the word out about 4-H and all of our activities coming up.
One more time, give the phone number and your email address if someone wants to contact you.
Absolutely. So the Extension office phone number is area code 336-599-1195. And my email, if you want to email me, is aswick@ncsu.edu.
Lexi, thank you again, and I hope you have a wonderful and safe Friday afternoon, and I hope it continues on into the weekend. And we look forward to having you back on the program at some other point in time down the road. And again, thank you for doing what you do for Person County 4-H.
Of course, and thank you.